Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Acts. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 19, verses 11 to 20. Ephesus, a cleansing gospel. Let's read the first couple of verses there, verses 11 and 12. It says, "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them." The Apostle Paul's ministry was very similar to that of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel message was accompanied by miracles. Unusual miracles. I mean, that was an understatement. Handkerchiefs and aprons empowered for healing and casting out evil spirits simply by touching Paul's body. Turn over to Mark chapter 5 for a moment. Let's look at a passage there. In Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse 27, it says, "When she heard about Jesus, she came from behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, "Who touched me?" And he looked around and to see her who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" And Mark chapter 6 and verse 56, it says, "Wherever he went, into villages, cities, and the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garments. And as many as touched him were made well." And Peter, in Acts chapter 5, verse 15, "So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them." The miracles were not a spectacular end in themselves, but the miracles of the apostles always opened opportunities. However, true religion will always promote false imitations. Use of the text to justify a faith healing ministry, or for using statues or relics. Paul's genuine miracle working was followed by two episodes that demonstrate the cleansing effect of the gospel. First was the unsuccessful attempt at exorcism. In verses 13 to 16, it says, "Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, 'We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches.' Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?' And then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." That was a humiliating failure. And why? Well, no power. James chapter 2, verse 19. "Do you believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." Spectacular events attract attention, but Jesus Christ is not in the circus business or for having his name used for personal gain. Christianity has nothing to do with magic or trickery. The Holy Spirit causes the miraculous when it occurs. And the spirit world is under the rule of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 9. Remember this account? But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. And then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this, your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me." God used that exorcism attempt for a greater purpose. The demons acknowledged Jesus. The exorcists became a public spectacle, and the Ephesians were impacted. Second was the successful defeat of magic. Verse 17. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell upon them. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. The word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. It was a cultural transformation. The name of Jesus is not something to play with. Fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Lives were changing, and Satan was losing. Look at verse 19 again. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. Personal sacrifice was the result of spiritual transformation. Books were expensive. God used this event to spread the good news of Jesus. It says the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. The motives for doing Christ's work are as important as the works. Spreading the word of God is the priority. Signs and wonders present the opportunities if God chooses to do it that way, and only if he chooses to do it that way. What is your motive? Do you want attention on yourself, or do you desire to see lives changed? Think about that, and you have a great day.